A delegation from Central Elections Commission's CEC has arrived in Gaza from the West Bank and held talks with Hamas Prime Minister and other officials. The commission's visit is aimed at updating the electoral register in Gaza. The move is a key step to pave the way for elections. Days ago, senior Fatah and Hamas officials agreed that electoral commission would soon start work in Gaza. They also agreed to begin consultations to form a new interim government of independence.
The Prime Minister gave his instructions to facilitate the work of the CEC and start its work to update the electoral register. There will be constant coordination between us and the Commission, and we hope its operations will expand to include the holy city of Jerusalem al-Quds, and we hope to see an end to the division.
In an exclusive interview, the head of the CEC, Hanna Nasser, said the commission has received approval and assurances from Hamas government in Gaza to begin its work on updating the electoral register in the Palestinian territory.
It's very positive, and we have the okay and the blessing of the government to go ahead with our civil registration. So everything is all right, and I think we have a successful trip, and I think things will work out very well.
After the commission starts its operations in Gaza, Acting PA Chief will begin consultations on a consensus government. Last February, leaders of the two sides announced their agreement to a proposal that recommended Abbas as the Prime Minister of the future unity government. But the formation of the transitional government was delayed due to the disagreement on part of some Hamas officials over the appointment of Abbas to lead the government. In May last year, Hamas and Fatah agreed to form a caretaker cabinet of independent technocrats to prepare for presidential and legislative elections within a year. Analysts say the reconciliation process between the two political factions will be a very slow process.
It seems to me that the coming of the Palestinian Election Commission to the Gaza Strip is a positive step toward ending the political divide between Hamas and Fatah, but that doesn't mean this is the end of the internal problems between the two rivals, Hamas and Fatah. I believe that there will be many obstacles, many problems in the way.
In recent days, both Hamas and Fatah officials have held many rounds of talks in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, to try to remove the impediments facing the implementation of the unity deal. Both rival factions have been bitterly divided since 2007, with Hamas ruling Gaza and Fatah in the West Bank, leading two separate governments. Observers say now it remains to be seen if the Central Election Commission will achieve its mission and pave the way for elections without any obstacles. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.